Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Little disclaimer before we get into it. This podcast contains filter-free chats, honest advice, and topics we would quite frankly never discuss anywhere else. Honestly, sat in shock for like half an hour. I was like, I can't believe it.
I don't know, I find it so personal. I don't know why.
I can imagine it was so difficult.
I mean, before we had the first scan, I was like, you just don't know.
Hello, how was your weekend?
Good, I actually had such a nice weekend. I went to a hen do and it was so lovely. Like, I kind of was apprehensive because obviously I'm not drinking at the moment because of my little announcement last week. I know.
Nicola's pregnant, for everyone that didn't know. Oh my gosh.
So mental.
So exciting. I can't believe it, honestly. And for all the listeners, I wonder if everyone listening to this will know that this is, or just finding out now.
I don't know, actually, yeah. I'm not sure. Like, the post, like, did, like, had quite high engagement, so I assume our listeners would know. But if you don't know, yes, Nicola is with child. It's all very exciting. She feels like she is a child and she's about to have a child. So that's quite mental.
How far along are you?
I'm not discussing, like, weeks or dates. Or I just, to be honest, with anyone, I know I mentioned it to you originally, but we've actually just decided not to.
Yeah.
Just to get into details, like, about fair enough. Things. It's such a weird one. It's like the first question everyone asks you, how far along you are.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I find it so personal. I don't know why. I just find it like, maybe it's just because it's like, you know, before you get married and people ask like personal questions, I guess, about your marriage, because you have never gotten married, you don't realize they're like personal. If
yeah.
That makes any sense. But then when you get married, you realize like, wow, it's, that is like a like personal question. But yeah, no, we're not. We're just keeping.
Yeah, I
all
bet
this
you'll get
details
so,
to ourselves.
Yeah, you'll get so many people saying that when they find out. I guess because they just. I guess it is just the first thing that people like go. I swear, people go, how far along are you? Do you know what you're having? Like all of those things just come along, don't they? Those questions.
Yeah, that was. They were literally the main questions when I put up a little Q&A recently, and I answered one. So one of the other questions is, were you trying? Which is also a really personal question.
Yeah, I saw you answered that as well.
I did actually. The reason why I answered it, I'm going to speak about this again on my stories. The reason I asked it is because I wasn't like, there was nothing really that was personal about it, if that makes any sense. Like, I find the question quite like rude, but like I didn't feel awkward asking it, but I had so many people reply to me being like, I honestly can't believe you answered that. It's just the rudest question ever. Like, how
I find it
ask you?
Yeah, I find it a strange question because it's like, I don't know. I think as soon as, it's just a weird question. Like, why does it matter if you're trying or not, I guess? And then it's just,
I think a lot of women are going through struggles. That's the kind of like the impression I got. Like, and a lot of people are saying, I've been trying for X amount of months. Like how did it happen for
how
you?
How did it happen?
Yeah. Like, I think maybe that's what it comes from, maybe that place. Or it comes from a place of like, oh, was it a mistake? Like, maybe that's where it kind of comes from as well. And which obviously you're not going to like air on Instagram. Like, yes, I've like, my child is a mistake. Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly. Exactly. God, you must have had so many questions this weekend at that hen do, because obviously you just announced it and then you went on the hen do.
Yeah. Yes and no. Like, honestly, Instagram was more invasive than my friend. Obviously they asked the question that everyone asks, like, when are you due? Or like, how many weeks you are? And I just said the same response. I was like, we're actually just keeping that to ourselves. It was kind of like something that I didn't think of originally when I was like telling like my initial friends. But then from speaking to people and speaking to friends that have had babies, they were like, the worst thing you will do is tell someone your due date. Because when it comes around to that point of, you know, your due date coming, like you have people messaging you and it gives you like a lot of anxiety supposedly. So the best thing they literally advised me was like, don't tell your due date. So
I think that's completely fair enough.
It's quite nice advice. So I was like, oh, I've never really thought of that, but that's what they
said.
It's
such a personal thing for you, and it's like such a big thing that you're going to be going through. So it's nice to have some of it private and to you and just Charlie, and like not for other people to like discuss and like put their opinions on. Because I feel like on Instagram, like everyone can ask so many questions and give so much advice and like this, you should be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. And like, I've seen so many girls when they're pregnant, like they get, what do they put? They post like, oh, mum police or something. And they're like getting told off for all these things. So
that is so true. Yeah. I mean, I definitely love that I have an Instagram to be able to ask for advice as well. Like,
yeah.
I don't obviously, no one wants unwanted advice, but like, I'm completely clueless. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know what's right and what's wrong. Like, obviously you can go by the basics, but like, there's just such an extensive, like, I don't know, library of knowledge that you could there's just so many things to know. There's just so many things to know that you don't know. And I actually,
you need to get lots of books, Nicola.
I know. Oh my God, Charlie has a book and I don't even have a book. Like, that's just ridiculous. But I'm a phone person. Oh, I wrote it down, actually. It's in our notes somewhere. It was really cute. Over the weekend when I was at the hen, he sent me a picture. He was like, just some light reading.
That's so cute. He must be so excited.
He is. He's so excited. I think for men, I guess it can go one or two ways. They can either be terrified or excited because I guess they're not going through anything that the woman's going through. So they're like,
none of the changes.
Pulsing. Yeah. But the book was called The Expectant Dad Survival Guide by Rob Kemp. So,
yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
I know, so cute. He was like, it's so informative. And it was, do you know what I love about this book so far? They were saying that in the book that he should already start like helping me with absolutely everything. So the second I come back, he's
a
like
woman
doing
wrote
everything
this book.
For me. It's actually a guy. And I was like, delighted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was so delighted. Because like he does, I mean, he's great anyway, but like he was being like extra, like attentive. What's the word? Attentive. I don't know.
Extra just like caring and sort of.
Yeah. It was great.
That's
like,
so nice.
He literally turned around to me yesterday. He's like, have you moved once today? I was like, I've had a long week. Okay. It was great.
What have your symptoms been like? Have they just been like exhaustion and just.
The tiredness kills me the most. Like I've had nausea, but like. Nausea, it's annoying. And like you constantly have to, like, I mean, I'm kind of past it now. I go up and down. I will have days of still feeling sick. But like you just kind of constantly feel like you have to have something and eat something when you're like feeling nauseous.
Yeah.
Like luckily I wasn't actually physically throwing up. And for me, it was just, it was the exhaustion. It was not being able to sleep properly. And like, to be fair, actually, I haven't really gone off much food. Like I've only gone off broccoli. Yeah. Only gone off broccoli, which I remember you said you went off broccoli.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that just makes
all green. All green food, actually.
Weirdly though, I haven't gone off all green food. It's just broccoli.
That's good.
Broccoli makes me just gross. Like it's so gross.
Maybe you maybe you overdid it on the broccoli just before you got pregnant, and now
No, I don't know. I had it one day when I was pregnant, and I was just like, oh God, never again.
Is it the texture?
I think it's the taste. And then like, I just could taste it for hours afterwards. Like the taste wouldn't go. And I was I'm never doing this again. And it's a shame for Charlie because he loves it. He loves broccoli. And I'm like, no, it's not happening. We're not having broccoli in the house for 9 months.
Broccoli ban.
Literally. And I've gone off my yogurts that I used to eat. They were like low calorie yogurts, but I now eat the full fat ones, which I like.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't like sweeteners. Which is actually interesting now that I'm thinking about it in my head, because I've gone off sweets. I mean, not completely, but like definitely eat less sweets now. And like my snacks are like healthy snacks. They're like avocado on toast in the evening. Like it's so strange. Like I want healthy food, like just lots
That's
and lots
so
of healthy
nice,
food.
That's so nice.
It
lucky.
Is.
Some girls just want like crap, don't they? Just
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had like a pizza here and there, like, and I have had sweets and chocolate. I have had all of that. But in general, like, I just want health. And when, like, so for example, over the weekend, I was at a hen and I ate so much crap. And like, just today I feel so much worse for it. Like it really, really affects you. Yeah. So healthy food is just so much.
It's like drinking. You feel awful after that because it's like putting that into your body. So it must be the same with like being pregnant and eating like sugary foods that must like have the effect the next day. You just feel like crap.
That's been okay. The food kind of nausea thing, like it's been okay. I mean, it's funny because I say that now, but like Charlie will probably say completely different. He'll be like, Nicola, are you joking? You went through hell. But like for some reason, when time passes, you kind of like, it's funny that I'm saying this now because you know, then people say when you have one child and say you have a horrendous birth or horrendous pregnancy, like the first three months, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this again. I was like, I don't know if I can go through this again. And it's now like being however many months later and like I'm now like, oh, I don't really remember the symptoms as much. Like, yeah. It's funny. Or when you're having a good day, you don't remember the bad days. Like, for example, last week in Ireland, like I had a savage headache, like could not get rid of it. And it just ruined my whole day. And it was just horrible. I couldn't sleep. Like it was just a horrible feeling. You get headaches because you're quite like dehydrated. You have to drink like a ridiculous amount of water when you're pregnant, supposedly they tell you. And that I think has been worse than the nausea, like tiredness and headaches. I've had this like severe leg cramp, which is quite mental. I get it sometimes in my left leg. And I think it's got to do with your digestion is like all messed up when you're pregnant. Like you can't really go to the bathroom properly. Like things just don't work as well as they used to. And I think maybe if your like digestion's kind of like clogged up, sorry to be gross. I don't know. I think it's related. Anyway, I got this severe cramp down my leg. I've had it like 3 or 4 times now, and it brings me to the point of tears. Like I'm literally,
oh my God,
crying. Like
I've never heard of that before. Yeah. It's like a thing. God. Yeah. Have you Googled it? Well, Google's like the worst nightmare, isn't it? When you Google stuff.
I know.
It's like worst case scenario. It's like, oh God.
Well, they say like, obviously, so I think a lot of women have a fear about cramps because I'm bleeding, because they relate that to miscarriage. Like if you get cramps, you have bleeding. I mean, as far as I know, everything's still okay in there. I mean, before we had the first scan, I was like, you just don't know. You've no idea. Like, but anyway, yes, I had severe cramp. I was like crying. I remember one day, because we were in Spain when one of them happened, I was just crying in the toilet and Charlie ran in. He's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I cannot move. Like the cramp is so severe. I literally can't move. I can't go to the bathroom because I couldn't like, even like weeing, like you can't just, I couldn't relax to like, it was just a severe, it was a horrible cramp. But, and yeah, I got cramps in my belly and stuff as well, which kind of do make you a little bit worried. But I just think it's all related to digestion because your digestion's just, it's just all messed up, like when you're pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. And also maybe like belly is like your, is it like your stomach? I don't know, but maybe your stomach expanding, like it's growing a baby. So like maybe that's like the pains. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe
God,
actually.
There's just so many things that you go through that you probably even know were going to happen.
It's not like I could sit here all day telling you all the different things, but I feel like we don't have enough time on this podcast. Like, honestly, it's just things you wouldn't even realize. And now that my stomach is actually expanding, like physically, like you can see it, it's really itchy, like really, really itchy.
Oh, I've heard this before from pregnant women saying they're so itchy.
Yeah, and I've been moisturizing so much, which doesn't seem to do anything. And just like bloating, different things. Also, I feel like I have like a UTI a lot, like, which is mental because don't.
Yeah,
but
horrible.
I don't. It's so weird because I actually physically, it's such a weird feeling. It's that feeling that you need to pee, but you don't need, like, or you want to pee, but you can't pee, or you need to pee, and you don't pee.
Is that like a dehydration thing though?
I think it must be all related to that. Like it must be because you are more prone, I think, to UTIs and thrush and all those kind of things when you're pregnant. But luckily I haven't had them yet.
That's good.
Fingers crossed I don't, but I was,
touch wood. Touch wood. I'm touching wood for you.
I know. I'd love to get away scot-free, but we'll see. I was with another pregnant girl at the weekend at the hen, and she was 5 and a half months pregnant, and she was like, just making me just think, God, it sounds, she was like, I'm in hell.
Oh, no.
Everything's expanding, my ankles are huge.
Isn't that like, that's like second trimester, isn't it? Because everyone always says you feel like awful in your first trimester, and then when you get into your second one you feel like amazing, you've got this glow, like all of these things. Is that just not true?
No, I mean, everyone's different, but I'm yet to see this glow. I'm sweating right now, so it looks like I'm glowing, but I am not glowing. My skin is
well, I thought you
worse.
Looked so nice at that hen do, that photo you posted. I was actually amazing.
I mean, yeah, but you know, listen, we have all our filters and everything else, and to be fair it was a very sunny weekend, and that does help. Oh, one of my other symptoms, okay, I'm going to shut up about symptoms now in a second, but one of my other symptoms, which I couldn't believe, was I get like really, you get really, what's the word? Congested, but like as in your nose, like, is that what it's called? Your like nose and your head, it's all like congested, bunged up.
Yeah, like.
Is it congested?
Blocked, what's it? Yeah, congested.
I always think of congested as a traffic jam or something.
Congestion
traffic. Maybe they can be used for the same thing. But that is something that
sinuses.
Sinuses, right. Okay, well, my sinuses are all blocked. And I wake up in the morning and I'm like, so some nights I can't breathe, so I can't sleep. It's like, it's really scary.
God. And
I know when I was in Spain, I'm not trying to scare anyone. The symptoms are very, very different for everyone. And honestly, so far the pregnancy has been fine. Like, you just deal with it. Like, it's not the end of the world. Exactly. It's fine. But yeah, in Spain, like, I just physically couldn't sleep. But I wake up every morning, like, literally, like, like wheezing. It's such a weird, like symptom. But I just never would have, like, thought. It's just, it's a little bit scary, but it's not. I actually thought I was getting pregnancy asthma at one stage, which would be scary. Because if you have asthma and you have an asthma attack, it stops the air to the baby. So that would be quite dangerous. So.
Have you had asthma before?
No, never. But then I Googled. I mean, you just shouldn't Google. I Googled that you can get pregnancy asthma. I was like, oh no, maybe I have that. But,
oh my gosh.
It's fine.
You don't think you do?
No, I don't think, no. I mean, I don't think I do because it was more severe in Spain. And I think the mixture of lack of sleep and like not, and being like bunged up, it was a bad combination. But I have two appointments next week with the doctor, so I'm just going to discuss all these things then.
Yeah, that's good. Write it all down and then you can bring them all up with the doctor and they all know they're the experts. But
exactly.
God, yeah.
Better off not.
It's crazy.
It's mental, Tiff. And I am in my second trimester now because I've just, you're basically immediately in your second trimester after you have your first scan. Well, I had my scan really late. I had it at 12 weeks. So after that, you're immediately in your second trimester. As far as I'm aware, you are. But I don't have those symptoms. I know, I'm all over the place. I didn't even know I was pregnant for so long. Like that was what was mental about it.
For the listeners, like, I had no idea, like literally none. Like, Nicola told me last week and I was honestly sat in shock for like half an hour. I was like, I can't believe it. Because I was just like, firstly, I speak to you like almost every day. How did I not pick up on it?
I know. I felt so bad. I hated it. I hated the lies so much. Like, they were, that was really tough. That was like a really tough part of like the pregnancy. It's you feel like you're lying, but you're essentially just like trying to be protective. Like, you know what I mean? And you also have to respect your partner's wishes. No, I know.
I think everyone understands why you wouldn't say before, like, you're safe to say it. But
yeah.
I can imagine it was so difficult and like, yeah, just really hard keep it up.
Especially because we speak to him so much, and also because I'm doing a live public podcast. Literally every time I was saying stuff, I was like, I just feel like a fraud. I feel like a fraud that I can't, like, but you just
I wonder
can't.
If any of the listeners like picked up on it, because I literally didn't have a clue.
One girl said to me, she was like, I thought you sounded really giddy on one of the episodes talking about kids. And in my head, I was like, giddy, me talking about kids. I always think it's the opposite. I always think I'm like, oh Jesus, the day kids come along, like, God help me kind of thing. Because that is how I feel. Like, as in, obviously I'm so grateful to be pregnant, but like, it terrifies me. Like, pregnancy has always terrified me. Giving birth's always terrified me. Having kids has always terrified me. Like, the whole thing. I salute women that are like it doesn't terrify them. Like, I'd love to be.
I think it's totally normal. It's your first time and everything is new. So
yeah,
it's like going into the unknown. But luckily you've got, like, as you said, you've got your Instagram like community that like will be able to give you so much advice. You've got quite a few friends that have babies. Like, you've got, you know, family, like Charlie's sister's got two kids. So that's really good because you can get so much like advice from them, which is really nice.
That's so helpful. Honestly, being able to speak to people now and ask questions, like, I love it. I love
Must
it.
Must be such
like,
a relief.
Yeah. Oh, such
I can't believe you were scared to tell me about and thought I was going to be angry with the hen. I was like, as if I would care.
I know.
You're like, I know how you feel about the hen. And I was like, no.
I know. I just felt so bad. I was like, oh, I just, like, I know it's so silly, but in my head I was like, oh, I'm just spoiling the hen because I'm pregnant.
No.
Like, I know that sounds so silly. I know.
No, when you first sent me the voice note, said it, I was like, oh no, she's not coming on the hen. And then you were like, no, of course I'm coming. And I was like, okay, yay.
Of course.
But no, honestly, the only time I had a slight suspicion, I've told you this, is when obviously we had that plan to go to Gold in Notting Hill for your birthday. And then you said to me, you were like, I think I'm going to have to cancel Gold because of something. I can't remember the reason you said. And then I was like, I was like, maybe she's pregnant.
That was around my birthday.
Yeah. Well, it's actually like a, I won't give dates. But yeah, and then I was like, maybe she's pregnant. And then I just kind of forgot and like completely carried on as normal. But like, apart from that, had no suspicions. So
I'm not surprised though, because like, I know Detective Lucy had her suspicions. And one of your other friends had her suspicions.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know.
I remember, I don't know when that was. I think that was really, really like at the very, very
early
start. Yeah. I think that was really early days. And I was so annoyed. I was like, why is someone checking who I'm following? I was like,
I know.
I was like, God, leave me be. Kind of thing. But like,
I know, yeah. Lucy was like, I knew it. Her boobs were bigger in the pictures. I knew it.
So Lucy, like typical. But to be fair, like I have had that, like I have, sorry, Charlie's sister said the same. Supposedly she said when Charlie told her, she was like, I knew it. I saw her boobs had gotten bigger. And funny enough as well, one of my friend's boyfriends as well copped my boobs. Like just loads. I mean, to be fair, they were bigger. Like I've shown you the before and after.
What do you mean copped your boobs?
Like not in a creepy way, but he was like, did Nicola have something done to her boobs? And I was like, no. And then also I think one of my other friends thought, she was like, your boobs are looking great in that. And then I said it to her when I told her the news afterwards. She was like, no, I thought you just had something done. I was like, no, like it's just pregnancy.
Secret boob job.
Yeah, imagine. But no, it's so weird. And I actually, they're huge. Like I can't, I'm literally just grabbing them right now because they're literally like udders. Like that's, I think that's like, that's what a cow has, isn't it? A cow has udders.
Yes.
That's what they feel like. And I said to my friend the other day, I was like, God, they must be so full of milk. And she just laughed at me. She's like, Nicola, you don't get milk until like the baby's born. And I had no clue.
Oh my God, I thought you did.
Yeah, I thought it was all milk. And she was like, no, it's blood. It's basically, it's blood. You get like, I think a quarter more blood or something ridiculous. I don't know what the exact number is. More blood. So like, and I can feel my heartbeat and stuff. Like I can feel blood pumping through my body a lot. It's nuts. Like it's such a weird feeling. Like you can feel all your veins more, and like sometimes, not all the time, this isn't something that I like is traumatizing me daily, but it's just like something that happens, and it's nuts. But yeah, so people cop the boobs.
People cop the boobs. I didn't cop the boobs. I mean, I saw your boobs looking perky, but I was like, you never had like nothing. So it was
to be fair, I didn't have absolutely nothing, and I was actually able to make them big before, but I was literally editing them to make them smaller because they were that big. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with these things?
Oh no. Well, it must be so nice that you've like told everyone and you don't have to hide it anymore. Because also I was thinking like, I don't know how you would have, if you had been earlier, I don't know how you would have come on my hen do and not, because you wouldn't have been able to tell anyone, but then you also wouldn't have been drinking. So it would have been really tricky.
Yeah, when you said that to me, it didn't actually dawn on me, because if I had gotten pregnant later in the year, I fully would have had to just lie and say I had COVID or something, like, or something, and not be able to come, because I wouldn't have been able to physically come and not drink. Like it would have been
too
obvious. So it's kind of, it was kind of good timing in a sense. We were actually shocked. We were so lucky at how, I mean, I feel so bad. I feel bad even saying how easily it happened for us, because it did, because I know some women really struggle, but it just did. And we were just so in shock. Like we literally just,
I don't
like,
think you should feel bad. I know what you mean, because there's like a lot of, obviously, and you saw a lot of girls who replied to your stories. They've obviously been trying and they're trying to find out. But I guess, but like, it's different for everyone. And it just, I don't know, it's hard because these girls probably want advice as well. Like, how did it happen quickly for you? Like, what were you doing? But it's not anything you were doing.
That is the thing. One thing I will say about the pregnancy, about us trying, when we started trying, it was like, I'm not going to lie, it happened the second we started. Like, we were very, very lucky. But one thing I always felt around trying was I didn't feel stressed about it. Like, of course, I had conversations with friends about, like, the statistics and, like, you know, the worries and everything else. But I was always like, I think if I worry too much about it not happening, it won't happen. So I was trying my best not to like think that way and just,
I think that's
be really positive.
A good mindset to be in.
And I also,
me and Cameron always say, because we know a few people who, like friends of friends who, she's had a baby now, but she took a while to get pregnant, and it's because she was so stressed about it. Yeah. And we were like, I swear, like she's so stressed that like the second she stops stressing, it will probably happen.
100%. And I remember having that exact conversation with a group of girls about like just trying and how they were struggling and everything else. And I was just like, I really think it's really important to be positive. Like I really think like your mindset really plays a massive part in this. So for me, I mean, I'm sure like other things. Like, I'm sure maybe our discompatibility, maybe we just, yeah. I'm sure there's loads of things that played a part in it. But I also was on prenatal since the end of last year. Actually, probably since about October, maybe. I'll share the name of the prenatal ones. But they only actually have omega-3s and vitamin D. So it's just like taking vitamins, really.
So it was a prenatal like supplement that you were yeah. taking? Yeah. That's yeah, good. Yeah. And have you switched supplements now?
Or no, I'm so confused, Tiff, to be honest. I don't know what I need to be taking. All I know, when I went to my midwife, she just said, well, are you taking prenatal? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she was like, well, that's all you need to take. Because I was like, do I need to take iron? Do I need to take this, this, and this? And they did all my bloods. And she was like, no, you don't. So
that's good.
Yeah.
So you just continue taking prenatal?
Yeah, I think so. I think
that's really good.
I'm going to do like a big pregnancy like post or like video or something on all of this, because like I was so clueless and I still am kind of clueless, but I'm learning as I go along and I really want to try give as much information as I find, because I think it's really helpful, because like I didn't know where to look. And like obviously you do go to the NHS website, which is I think quite a good website in terms of just like basic facts, like which you just need to know. And I think sometimes when you Google and you find all these other different websites that just confuse you, and just there's so many different things on the internet.
Yeah, it's
and
too
I think
much. It's overwhelming. Yeah.
I think keep it simple as well. Like, you know yourself that you're not like, you know, don't go eating raw fish and just like certain things that you're just like, yeah. you know, you should know, but like
crazy
just,
diets.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Think, what is it? Like raw fish and then like.
Certain cheeses. I don't know if it's pasteurized or unpasteurized. Eggs, it's one or the other, I can't remember, but I always ask when I'm like out and about. To be honest, there is loads. And then, but then if you Google, you find way more things about all these different things. Like at one stage I Googled it, basically each food I'm about to eat. Well, I did at the start, because that's obviously the most the most vital time, I guess it's the highest risk. And I read somewhere that pineapple wasn't good to eat, but I now would eat pineapple. Not lots of it, but like there's just loads of things you can read.
God, you wouldn't think pineapple.
I know, but I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's right. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like you could Google and find anything on the internet. So, I mean, you could Google you have a headache or something and all of a sudden you're dying because the internet tells you that.
Exactly.
Like, so you need to be careful. Ask your doctor, your midwife. They're the best people to get advice.
People have something called a doula, which is like a... Have you heard of it?
No.
It's like a woman that supports you through your pregnancy, and she's like your go-to. So you can like ask her any questions. You can call her anytime.
A doula?
It's called D-O-U-L-A. Because I remember, I know Chessie King actually trained and became one.
Really? D-O-U-L-A. Yeah. See, this is the thing. There's just so much information. There's so much to know. And I think for me as well, because I didn't speak to anyone for such a long time, I'm now learning stuff I probably should have known at the start if I had have spoken to people. Like, and that's what I do kind of regret, that I'm only having these conversations now.
Are you glad you kind of waited until... Are you glad you waited to tell everyone?
No. I wish I told some people sooner, definitely, so I could have conversations and so I could confide in people and like, just, you know, if I'm having a bad day, just be like, I'm like,
yeah,
feeling
this is why.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you get mood swings and you get like, you're so emotional, like you could just cry over anything. Well, I mean, everyone's very different, but these are just my symptoms, but you could. And like the silly things you get so offended by, and like Charlie could literally say anything to me and I like just won't want to talk. I'll burst into tears. Like, it's just so like, you're just so highly emotional. And it's just,
I guess it's such a hard one, because it's like, had you told people and then something had happened, you'd be like, what? You might be like, oh, I wish I hadn't have told them. But now it's like, you wish you did told them. So I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. And like, it's just nice now that you can talk to people and like get the support from everyone.
I am so happy now. And to be honest, I guess the scary months, I mean, it's never fully over. Anything can go wrong at any stage. But now I can ask people, I guess, you know, what pram to get and like what, like different things that they've learned. Like I have so many questions for everyone, especially like people that have babies. I'm like, you need to tell me everything. Like, what did you buy that was a waste, or what did you buy that was really like beneficial?
Yeah.
And just,
that's
like,
what's
this
good
is so many.
Instagram, so many people have so many recommendations.
Mm,
my pregnant friends are always, or like girl friends of mine that've got babies, always sharing everything. And I'm like, Jesus, there's a lot out there.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I put up a question box on my Instagram and I thought I'd answer a few of them on here. I answered a few of them on Instagram, but I'm going to like kind of spread them out because there's so many questions. So someone asked me pregnancy safe workouts. Now, this is actually something I really struggled with because I didn't know. Like, and they said, so when I asked my midwife and she was like, well, anything you've done before, you can do again. She's like, don't start running marathons if you've never ran a marathon. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll do my Pilates class. And actually the great thing with the Pilates class that I use, I think it's the pilatesclass.com or something. They do have prenatal options, but to be honest,
that's good.
I've been kind of just doing everything. Like I kind of just judge it on how I'm feeling. Like, I'm not going to be doing, like, for example, you know, there's, are they the, I don't do like burpees or anything, or like, you know, like something like, yeah, and HIIT workouts, HIIT workouts I wouldn't do. Like, stuff like that I wouldn't do. And like, if you, they say if you're like getting to a point where you can't speak anymore, you should stop working out. So yeah, I don't know. I think Pilates are fine. They recommend Pilates.
Yeah, you always did like Pilates before, so it should be fine. I think like core stuff you have to be semi-careful with, but
yeah, that's the other thing, because I don't know as well, because then I was speaking to someone, like, you speak to so many people and they're like, that's fine, and some people are like, no, that's not fine. So I'm just gonna ask my midwife, because I did say to her, though, I remember at the start I was just like, so what, like, what can't I do anymore? And she didn't say don't do core workouts. I think
maybe it is fine then.
I mean, I hope so. Maybe I mean, I'm gonna obviously look into this more. But I think when you get to, when your bump gets too big, of course you cannot do core workouts. Because
although I've been to, I used to go to Paola's Body Bar like 3 times a week, and there used to be girls in there who were like, yeah, I'm like overdue, I'm 2 weeks late, and she was like still coming to classes, and I was like, oh my God, see, like, how are you here right now? Her bump's like out here.
Yeah, but maybe it's okay then. Like, I think it's really important to stay fit. So I've like,
definitely,
when I first found out, I was like trying to work out, and then I just started getting really tired and sick, so I couldn't work out. So now that I'm feeling slightly better again, I'm like trying to get back into like just being fit. I really want to, you know, be able to hold the child, and like, you know, like I said, like, you'll get back pains, and like, I just want to be able to, like, I want to be the strongest version of myself. So the pregnancy, I guess, is easier if it,
that's
if
so
it,
good,
if that makes sense. But, and also then, yeah, when the child comes out, that like my little weedy arms can hold it. Someone asked me, will I choose an Irish name? And unfortunately, I will not be choosing an Irish name. Nothing against Irish names, but
what's an Irish name?
Like
a really
Aoife,
Irish name.
Gráinne. What else? I can't think of a single boy's name. Have you heard of Aoife and Gráinne?
No.
No? Siobhan, Aoife, that's an Irish name. Saoirse, that's an Irish name. I can only think of girls' names right now. I can't think of a single boy's name. But anyway, yeah, no, I just, nothing against them.
Not for you.
Yeah, I kind of like English traditional names, or like kind of quirky names. Like,
taking you more as the quirky, not the traditional.
Yeah, so it's a mixture.
Do you have like a list of names that you think you're going to use, one of them? Do you and Charlie agree on names?
I've personally been writing lists since before I got pregnant, and he's like, Nicola, why are we even discussing these things? You're not even pregnant. But anyway, no, we don't agree on names. We've agreed on a very, very small handful of names, but I'm just way more open to names than he is. Like, he's so fussy. I've never met a fussier person in my life, and I'm like, what? Like, this is so ridiculous. But anyway, well, I'm sure we'll get there in the end.
You will.
Like, yeah,
is he probably like wants to be more traditional?
No, he's a mixture. Like, he's...
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's kind of like me. Like, he likes the traditional names, but then he likes the weird names. Like, some of the names, I'm like, I'm not calling our child that. It's just like, I'm not going to say the names, but yeah, just...
Oh, so that's another thing. People always say, don't tell anyone what you're going to call the baby, because someone always says, oh, I had a friend who called it that, and I hated that, and I hated her, or, oh, I don't like that name. They give, like, their opinions. So I feel like you should just be like... Baby's born, this is its name, surprise.
Yeah, that is so true. And if you, that's like what I did with my wedding dress. Like, just don't ask anyone, and then you won't have to worry about people's opinions. Like, it's the best thing to do with names as well. Because, like, what if you love something and then they're like, "Oh, really?" And it's like, no, it's a bad idea.
I know.
Oh, someone asked me, did I get my hair done in the first trimester? So I was really worried about this because I hear that you're not meant to, but then it doesn't, I don't think it says anywhere on the NHS website that you're not meant to. I'm not too sure. But I then asked my midwife before getting my hair done. I was like, is it okay if I get my hair done? She's like, yeah, God, absolutely. I mean, she was the most chilled midwife I've ever met. She was like, everything's fine. You're grand. You're fine. And I honestly think it was because maybe, well, she wouldn't have been my mum's age, but maybe she'd been 10 years younger. And I think it's just that maybe that generation, like when I speak to my mum about things I have to change, things I have to do, and she's like, I didn't do anything, Nicola. I don't know what. And you turned out fine, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like our generation are very like, we take like supplements, we do like, we like, you know, everything's like health and like looking into things. So yeah, we've got more like resources as well, and it's easier. So
true. Yeah, we know so much. We know too much.
But thank God you can get the hair done.
Yeah. So I got my hair done towards the end of the first, I think it was towards the end of the first trimester, but I was just still really scared. So I didn't get like the root. I got like, basically the highlight started like an inch down. So I was just really scared of it touching my root, even though the midwife said I'm being stupid. I was like, I'm just scared. And my friend the other day, when I posted something on Instagram, she's like, are you having a laugh, Nicola? It's grand. I was like, okay, fine. But like, you're just scared. You're scared. Like,
no,
you want everything
good.
To
it's
go
good
well.
That you're being, yeah, and you're being really careful and cautious, and that's really good.
Mm. So yeah, I don't know if I recommend it or not, but I did it. And yeah, I didn't actually, that's a lie. I didn't do it on my scalp. But they say it's fine, so... Someone asked me, am I ever scared the baby won't be okay? Yeah, you are scared. You're like, I'm not terrified, and it's not something that I dwell on, but you are nervous. Like, I was fine in the first trimester in terms of like, I wasn't over, like, I felt so sick, and I know you can still feel sick even if you're not, like, even if you lose the baby, but I was fine. I was fine about worries. Like, we did discuss it, but it wasn't like something we dwelled on. But the day I got the biggest worry was the day I had the scan. I just was feeling so anxious, and I was like, I just feel like something's wrong. I was like, just really scared, but everything was fine. Oh my God, actually, speaking of this first scan, the first scan is mental. Like, I did not foresee seeing a child. Like, I thought it was going to be a little dot on the screen, but I think it's because my scan was really late. I think because I had my scan literally just after 12 weeks, and I saw arms, I saw fingers, I saw legs. It was like wiggling around. Like, it was a little, like, I like love my child, but a little madam, I don't know if it's a girl or a boy, but like, little madam. Like, basically the lady was trying to like measure the spine and like check the fluid and everything else. And she was like, baby just, it's so cute. The nurse was like calling it baby. It's like, baby just won't do what it's told. And like, I was jumping up and down in the air. Like, she was like having me doing all these things just so we could like wiggle it around, but it just wouldn't. I was like, I'm going to have trouble with this one. I can see it already.
It's going to be like you, Nicola.
I know. Stubborn. I'm so scared. It's going to be a mini me. I mean, oh, you'll be amazing. But God, I'm so scared. I was speaking to my friend over the weekend, and she was saying, supposedly meditation is like amazing. And like, her friend did meditation with both her children. They came out like zen. I was like, okay, I need to do this. Otherwise, we're going to have
you could get into meditation.
I do. I actually
That'd be a good
really
thing.
Do.
And that's a good thing as well if people have anxiety.
So yeah, that is true.
If anyone's pregnant with anxiety, they could do that.
Yeah, so many people have recommended that to me over the years. I've just never done it. So maybe now that I'm pregnant...
No, I've never done it either.
For the sake of my child, I'll do it. But yeah, it's a hard thing to get into meditation, isn't it?
Like, yeah, Cameron does it. But
does he?
How
does he find it?
He's got really good at it, but he's like, obviously it's not easy when you first get into it. Because I was like, whenever I do it, I was like, my mind just goes off into like... I start thinking about things I need to do or things I've like forgotten about. And he's like, yeah, that's totally normal. He's like, you just have to like allow those thoughts to pass and then go back. And I was like, oh God, it's a lot of patience.
Yeah, that's the truth. But they do say that. They're like, it's okay if your mind wanders. The important thing is to bring it back. That's what they say when you start off. So I just can't imagine ever doing it and like being not thinking about something else. But I guess that's like, it takes time to do these things. Maybe I'll become zen soon, who knows.
So what have you decided about finding out the sex? Are you gonna find out, are you gonna leave it as a surprise?
I honestly don't know. Like, Charlie really wants to find out, but I'm indifferent. I don't know. Like, I've spoken to loads of people about it, and like, some people like it, say it's such a nice surprise. Some people say I had to know, I could not know. So I think it's such a personal preference. Like, I have spoken to quite a few people that have said like, it is just the nicest thing in the world, saving it and like finding out at the end. Like, it's just supposedly like the most amazing feeling. But then I spoke to someone else and they were like, she was saying how she had a worry that she basically, say for example, she was like excited to have a girl, and then at the end a boy popped out and she was like disappointed. No, she wasn't actually disappointed, obviously it was her child, but like that was her worry. Like, she was like, I'm just worried, I was just too worried that like I'd expect it was something and it wasn't that, and it would ruin the moment or something. Like, I don't know.
True. I guess it depends if you like really want, like, you know, if you're like, I really want a boy or I really want a girl, or if you don't really don't mind what you have, then it's kind of like, I think that's probably.
Yeah,
you don't mind.
I'd love one of each, like, eventually.
Shall I make a prediction now?
Yeah. Oh, make a prediction. Loads of people have been making a prediction and it's different to what I think.
I was thinking about it the other day. I think you're going to have a girl.
Really? Okay. Cute.
What do you think?
I had a feeling a girl too, but I don't know. I don't know.
I was like, it's a girl. I think it's going to be a girl.
Really? So funny, because like loads of my friends were like, I think it's going to be a boy. I can see you having a boy. I was like, really? And then Charlie, I think, was it Charlie that said the same? Someone else said the same. Maybe someone in his family was like, I think you're going to have a boy. I was like, I don't know why. Maybe it will be a boy.
You'll get so many people thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, well, we'll find out.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. So basically, family. So
if you did a gender, if you found out the gender, would you do like a gender reveal?
I don't know. I definitely wouldn't be popping the balloons on Instagram. Like, no offense to anyone that does it. It's just not very me.
No.
I'd probably, if I was doing a gender reveal, I'd do it in a different way. And I haven't thought about this whatsoever. And do you know why? I don't know if we will actually do a gender reveal, purely because our families don't want to know. And I think I'd only have a gender reveal if they were, we can do what we want, like, as in, like, they're not telling us what to do, but, like, I just, they think it's
so special. If they don't want to know,
they think it's such
a lovely.
Then
it might get back to them.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then I was speaking to my friend, and I was like, I think maybe, because Charlie wants to find out, maybe we'll find out, and she was like, good luck keeping that a secret. She was like, it's impossible, because she was like, you'll naturally say, like,
true.
Yeah. Which I was like, no, I won't, but she was like, guarantee you will. She's like, I think she tried to do it with one of her children. She was like, it was impossible. Like, it was impossible not just to refer to them as like a boy or a girl. So yeah, I really don't know. I honestly don't know, because like, yeah, he wants to find out. But then someone else is saying it's really nice for your partner to find out and then tell you at the end. But I think I wouldn't like that. I think I'd have to know. If he knew, I want to know.
Oh God, yeah. I can't imagine someone keeping that. Like, no.
Yeah,
that
I wouldn't like that.
Hard.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be the same as me. Like, you wouldn't want a camera knowing. You'd have to know. Like, if someone else knows, you want to know, kind of thing. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I think if he finds...
either you both know or you both don't know, I think.
Exactly.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, it's so crazy how we've like started this podcast and like we're having all these like massive moments and we're like talking about them, and then like in years to come we'll look back and be like, oh my God, like talking about my engagement, talking about your pregnancy, like it's just like these major like life moments, and they're all
so
documented.
True.
It's so nice.
I love that. Yeah, I think nice. And like, we'll forget these emotions. Like, as time goes on, you will, and then you'll list black, you'll be like, oh my God. Wasn't I so naive back then? I can just imagine myself listening to this in years to come. Speaking of the podcast having such major life events, I mean, obviously I'm pregnant, which is insane, but you are getting married this weekend. Like, that is huge. I'm so excited
for
you.
It's
so excited. And you have your dress, you have everything prepared, and I cannot wait for a little sleepover on Friday. It's going to be so nice. I pray for sun. I'm literally putting all the good vibes out to the universe. We are going to have a sunny weekend. It looks okay though. It looks okay.
I know. I'm like not checking. I'm just scared. So I'm like, I'm just not going to check the weather app because I'm just nervous and it'll be what it's going to be. So fingers crossed.
Oh,
but yeah.
Fingers crossed. But if it doesn't matter. You're going to have one of the best days of your life. I know you will. Like, it's going to be so nice.
Exciting.
So exciting. I can't wait to see you walk down the aisle. Actually, am I in front of
you? You'll be walking. No, you won't see me walk
I
down.
I will see you. Oh no, maybe no. I will though. Because will we not get to the end, then turn, and then
it's
like,
true.
Dun,
true,
dun, true. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, I'm sure that's not your music. Well, actually, maybe it is your music. What is? I mean,
it's not.
No,
it's not.
Oh my god, I tried on the bridesmaid's dress and it's actually fine, but it's slightly tighter than it used to be, but it's okay. I think I'm just gonna like maybe pull a few stitches out or like something just to kind of loosen
thank
it.
God I got like a style that was kind of, it's not like floaty, but you know, there's some like room in it.
There's some
because
give.
Becky's also pregnant and she was like, it's great because the waistband's elasticated a little bit, so she was like, that's good. But yeah, god, otherwise we'd be like running out to the shops getting you a new dress, god.
But yeah, no, it's great. I'm so excited. Just, I cannot wait for the whole weekend. And you're now having a day two, which is exciting. Well, like a mini
I know. Day two. Well, I had to put a bloody plan in because everyone was asking me. Everyone's like, what are you doing? We need to make a plan. What's happening? And I was like, I can't take it anymore. Okay, I'm booking something. So yeah, I just literally booked pub drinks for a debrief, but nothing big because we're going to have to be at the airport at like 5 a.m. the next day.
Oh,
so
God, of course.
Yeah, just like very chilled little catch up with literally just like bridesmaids, groomsmen and family, so nothing big. Yeah,
something small, so that's nice. Perfect.
So
I can't wait for that. That's gonna be so much fun. Yay, can't wait to see you get married. Oh, on that note, actually guys, we are on a break now for 2 weeks because Tiff's going on her honeymoon. And Nicola needs a break, so
Nicola needs some sleep and relaxation.
Exactly. Oh, and we're gonna have so much to talk about when we come back. I can't wait.
I know. We're gonna have so much to talk about.
Married woman, and I will probably know the gender by then. Whether I'll share it or not, who knows?
Oh my god, imagine. Well yeah guys, while we're gone, please do make us feel loved and go and subscribe so you get notified when we're back.
Yes,
we will miss you all,
and as always, we actually will. We're definitely going to be desperate to go back, I'd say, when the 2 weeks are up. As always guys, you can send us a message or a voice note on whatwedontpostpodcast@gmail.com, and you can DM us on whatwedontpostpodcast. Actually, while you're DMing us, follow us, we would love that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be right. Bye, guys. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.